Thank you. us on today. Amen. You know it's basketball season. Pray God strengthen the Lord. It's basketball season. Amen. So you know parents got to be in the support part. Yeah. So that was me you heard. That was me you heard all the way down in my head. Get it, ball, Gab. Get it. Lock it, Gab. Shoot, Gab. That was me. Amen. So my voice is about gone. So I'm about to figure out how to do that on Saturdays a little bit better. Amen. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Ephesians 1. It's good to be. Look at your neighbor. Said it's just good to see you. It's just good to see you. It's good to be here. Good to be here. Can't hug you, but I can wave at you. Come on. Can't hug you, but I can wave at you. Amen. If I couldn't say a word, I'd just do one of these right here. Yeah, I'm still here. Tell somebody, I'm still here. Amen. Talk to Medea this morning. She was still standing. Amen. She had a doctor's appointment this week, and we praise God for her report. Amen. So we're still here. Barbara Bernice is still here. Amen. Look around. We didn't call nobody. Said the chain had been broken. Did anybody get a phone call? They said Bethsaida, the circle had not been broken. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's continue to pray. Look, Miss Rita, who lost her brother. Ephesians 1. We're starting at verse 3. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. Wow. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. Tell your neighbor, I've been adopted. According to not mama's will, not my pastor's will, but according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. I've been accepted in the beloved. Go ahead and take a seat. And go ahead and have a seat right there. Go ahead and have a seat right there. I'll finish it up. In him we have redemption through his blood. We have forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, according to his riches of his grace, whom he had made to abound toward who? Toward us, in all wisdom and prudence. Amen. We'll stop right there. Yeah, that's good stuff. Amen. That's good stuff. We're going to look at this video here on this morning, and then we'll go ahead and proceed. Your topic today is who is watching on the phone? Sean and Anthony. If you are a believer, if you are not a believer, we'll talk with you in a little bit, but the question is today, who am I really? Who am I really? Who am I really? Sean and Anthony demonstrated to us that the joy, did you see the ride in the limousine? Did you see the joy of they were told and they got all dressed up for a special occasion. Yeah. And on the way there, you can see the excitement and the joy. Because I think, as I work with foster care and adoption children, I believe that Deshaun and Anthony families. They may have gone from foster care to foster care to foster care. But now Deshaun says, before the judge can even speak a word, Deshaun says what? We just love these people. It's the best day ever. I am glad to be their son. Did y'all see the video? And Deshaun and Anthony, they have sit in the same seat that we have sit in. We have gone from place to place to place trying to find our forever home. Ephesians says we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were looking for our family. We were looking for the place that felt like home. We were looking for the place where we felt the most love. We had tried a little bit of everything, Ernest, because you and I would tell the truth in church. We had tried a little bit of everything and only found out, only discovered that we really didn't know who we were.
All right.
Can you imagine Deshaun and Anthony going from house to house, couple to couple, single house, couple house, trying to figure out who in the world is going to call me son?
All right.
Who wants me?
Yeah.
Who am I, really? And at the great age of 13, thank God he jumped in quickly, because if not, Deshaun would be 19 and his life could really be in trouble. Because the question is today, if we are not clear, if we are not sure about who we really are, it will bleed into every area of our lives. I think I said something right there. It is important, it's crucial that we answer this question. Who am I? Who am I really? No, I'm not a choir member, Maxine. No, I'm not a preacher. No. I mean at the core of who I am. I mean at home base. Yes, we can be a choir member. That's first base. Yes, we can be a preacher. That might be second base. Yes, we may be called that. But way before that, way before the at-home place, at the comfortable place, at the place where nobody else is listening, when the phone is off and when the TV is off, who am I at-home place?
All right. Come on now.
When nobody is around, when nobody is at home, when I'm not at church.
Right.
Yeah.
Who am I? Not my role, not my responsibilities, not my titles at work, not my titles at church, but who am I?
Yeah.
Abraham Maslow said it like this, those of us who are in social work and counseling, we know there's some hierarchy needs. There's some hierarchy of needs, Julia, that Maslow says that if people don't meet those needs, people that are psychologists in here, that something happens to them mentally.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it a different way. There's one called love and belonging.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the hierarchy. That's one of the human needs. Love and belonging. Deshaun and Anthony just showed us that. They said, we don't care what color the people are. We just feel at home. Y'all missed it.
Yeah.
They possibly have gone to a black foster home and didn't feel. Love and belonging is one of those things. It's really about being connected. It's really about caring about somebody else. It's really about family. It's really about friendship. It's the sense of being. It's the sense of somebody else sees me. Right next to my building, there are prostitutes that walk by my building. I walk outside, and so therefore I talk to them. And they're trying to pull their dresses down. Talking to me, I'm talking to them, and they're talking to me. And so when they get ready to leave, after we're done talking, because I can't give them an Uber ride down the road,
I can't get them a ride down the road.
They said Uber is so expensive to go from two different corners. They're not telling me what they do, but I know what they do. And when they walk away, what they say is, thank you for talking to me. Well, what did she really say? What she really said was, thank you for seeing me.
Come on.
Because there's a deep need that I want to be seen. I want to be loved and belonged. Every human being, whether you make $100,000 or $5 an hour, every human being, don't care what side of town you live on, Maslow says there's a need in every human being to connect.
Yeah.
All right.
To feel loved, to feel accepted. And we just read the Bible. The Bible potential place. Believers who are sitting on their blessed assurance. Believers who have not reached the place in God they should have because they're still struggling with who am I?
Well, come on.
I'm saying to somebody today, whether your spouse sees you or not, your father sees you.
Yeah.
Whether your co-worker recognizes you or not, your father sees you.
Yeah.
That's good news. Thank you, Betsy. That's a hallelujah. Right there, because sometimes, just like the girls on the street, they're trying to pull down the dress. Sometimes we feel invisible to them, even family. They want what they want, Maxine, from us, but they don't always see us. Well, I'm going to talk real talk. See, I got a devil to beat up in here today. We got a devil to wrestle with today. Because he has got us in a place where we are experiencing an identity crisis.
All right.
And the believers, it's time for us. It's not that season for us not to know who we are.
Uh-huh.
If you ever experience identity theft, it'll change your whole life. And I believe the enemy has stole some of our ideas. Listen to this real quick. Just look at this. Maslow says, he studies it. He says, we will understand that there are certain behaviors that happen for people if they don't have certain needs met. And this one in particular, love and belonging. You understand people's mental health. You understand the decisions they make. If you understand if they have a need that's not been met. Let me tell you what I mean about that. You can have a good kid making A's in school. Are you with me? And his young sister or brother needs food in the house because the mother and the father are not their parents. And a good kid making A's on his way to college will go into the store and steal ravioli. Y'all better help me today. Because why? That the basic needs of life, he said, I've got to take care of my younger sister and brother. I've seen it happen. Well, I said, baby, what you do that for? You're on your way somewhere. Then you got a record. He said, ma'am, I do it all over again when my sister and brother were hungry. I help me somebody in here today. Why do we have people that are in the soup line that are master's degree people? It will mess with your mental health when you go from master's degree to homelessness.
Yeah.
And it does people who are lonely.
All right.
They live in a house and they're just lonely. They're not connected. This is way before the pandemic. They're in their house and they're experiencing their own insecurities. They don't like the person that they see in the mirror every morning. They are not comfortable in the skin that they're in. Who am I really?
Well,
so I put on a lot of makeup and I put on other things. And pandemic helped me out a lot because I wear my mask. Come on. So people can't see my real self. But who am I really? When all the titles are stripped, when all the role and responsibility is not those things, not performing things, but who are you before you hit the floor in the morning? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said something about that. Look at that right there. Jesus says, let me help you understand something. Let me help you understand something. Y'all remember that old saying a long time ago, Jesus is real good about the word. Is so good about giving us what we need. There's a thing that says, remember the old saying that says, what you don't know won't hurt you? I can't buy the bed to this. If you don't know who you really are, it'll hurt the rest of your life. If you don't really know, I came to beg to differ, Ernest. If you don't know who you are, guess what? It will affect and bleed into every area of your life. You'll always be looking for the place of home, my forever family. I'm always looking for that if I don't understand this. Jesus said, guess what? With every spiritual blessing, you've been blessed in heaven, in heavenly places.
Uh-huh.
He said, let me help you understand, because I want you to know. I don't want you not to know. I want you to know, because if you know your identity, it changes everything.
Right.
He said, look, if you understand this, then we'll stop chasing after things that don't give us, I said that out loud, didn't I? If we don't understand this, he said, you'll continue to chase the things that are temporal, that mean nothing, that are meaningless, that are wasteful. We will waste 50 years. Okay. We will waste time in life, 50 years of life, and 60 years old, and can't answer the question, who am I really? He says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, chose you, knew you, picked you out, you was my choice. I know your parents said they planned you. Guess what? Don't tell them, but it ain't true. That we should be holy
Yeah. He chose you way back then. Let me set you different. You were drunk, but you were his flesh.
Yeah.
Why? You were in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing, and you were his flesh. I saw you way before you saw me. I had the capacity to love you until you were able to love me back.
Yeah.
I know them to say, I love you, Jesus, but there was a time when you didn't have no spot, no place, no time for me, and I loved you then. Y'all better go ahead and do that.
Thank you, Lord.
I loved you then. Look at this. He says who you are at the core would determine exactly, look at this right here, exactly how you give praise and glory for his grace. He made you accepted in the beloved. Who does that? Who takes a nobody and turns them into somebody?
Right. Uh-huh.
You've been accepted in the beloved. And guess what? And I know all your secrets.
Yeah.
Hey, Rico, they don't want to talk to me in here, Rico.
Yeah,
I know all your secrets, but you've been accepted in the beloved. I changed your name. Yeah. That is why you got to be careful who folk call you. Because only God has the authority to call you anything. Okay. Only God the Father has the authority to speak into your, come on now, to speak into your life. So if he says you ain't nothing, you ain't never going to be nothing, guess what? That's just his opinion, because he don't have no authority to help me somebody. Because he didn't change your name, he don't have no authority to say anything. It's just an idea. It's just an opinion. Because whatever he's saying is contrary and contradictory to what the Word of God says.
Yeah, uh-huh. Come on.
Struggle with this inner restlessness. Everybody will struggle with this inner restlessness. And we're trying to say today, we want people to leave that understand who they are.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. Identity. The reason this is so crucial, the reason this is so powerful, that I know that in him I have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of grace, which he made to abound toward me, is important that I know all of that, that I am saved, that I am delivered, that I am accepted, that in regards to what I do or don't do, he loves me, he wanted me, he chose me. Because if I don't understand that, I will not be able to live above what I believe. I won't be able to. I cannot live above what I see in myself, what I see about myself, because I have low expectations of myself. Wow. The pastor was mentioned with a sermon last week, and I kept saying things like, leave that point alone. Let that go. Because again, I was, and I felt this, as I prayed this week, I said, well, God, since he almost kind of talked about this, do you want me to change? And I heard the Spirit say no. Because it's like the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they may give you the same story, but they may give it to you in a different way. So clearly, God must want us to have this conversation that says, where you are should be uncomfortable because I have made you for more.
Yeah.
Family of adoption. Move on. Our first topic today, our first point is family adoption. What we just saw. Family adoption. I was God's choice way before. He settled it in heaven. I was conceived in his mind way before I was conceived. Okay. Yeah. He's everybody's God, everybody's creator, but he is not everybody's father. Come on. He is not everybody's father. So here it is. Ephesians 1 said to us, God wanted you. He chose you. His eye was on you. You were his pleasure. Yes, while you were cheating. Yes, while you had a bad attitude. Who does that? Deshaun and Anthony, who does that? They picked you out. They could have picked two other little children that look like them. Okay, I'm saying a different way. God chose us, and we didn't look like him. We had his image. We had the image of God, but our behavior, our language.
Yeah.
But he said, I chose you. I wanted you, but I was able to love you better. He said, it was the love of God that drew you to the God of love.
Yeah.
You ain't never experienced anybody like that.
Come on.
Because most of the time, what folk do is, when they want you to feel valuable, there's always what, a give and a take. God said, you had nothing to give. and I heard John on a regular basis. It's a fact. You can't change it when it's done. It's legally taken, how do I explain it? Another person's child and bringing them under your lordship, under your household. You literally get to change their name.
Let me show it to you.
In Anthony and Deshaun's case, let's talk about that. All rights and responsibilities were transferred from the biological parents to the adoptive parents. Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Anybody with me? All rights, all responsibilities were transformed from the biological parents to the foster, to the adoptive parents.
Come on.
If they want to, they can change their name. If they want to, you can go and live with them. If they want to take you shopping, they can do that. It doesn't cost you anything, because watch, they have all rights. Come on, help me, somebody. All rights and responsibilities, okay? So when you've been adopted, and what happened was, what's beautiful about that was that this little couple didn't have any children. Now they have Anthony and Deshaun. So you take the rights and responsibilities of those children, and you add to your family.
That's right. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? The person that had them before no longer has custody of them.
Right.
That person no longer can say anything about them, because now that rights, responsibilities have been handed over to the adoptive parents. All right? They can take them home now. They can take them to school now.
Yeah.
They used to have papers to show that right now they're just in foster home. Here's our papers. No. Now here's some new paper, and guess what? From here on out, you'll be hearing from me.
Right.
Come on. From here on out, you'll be hearing from me. Nobody else won't come up here. Guess what? These are my children.
Yeah.
You know when they go to play bridge. when the mama go play bridge, and she makes the kids that rock to the house, Deshaun and Andrew said, "Hey mama, can we go in the refrigerator? Hey mama, can I get some juice? Hey mama," and guess what? And while she's playing bridge, she said, "Yeah, Deshaun. Yeah, Anthony." They have a right to move around the house. Come on. They have a right to go in the refrigerator. They have rights to go anywhere in the house. Why? Because my name has been changed and I've been adopted.
Yes.
And he said, "This has never happened before." He
yes.
said, "This is the best day ever."
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember your day?
Yeah.
Ernest. Do you remember your day?
Come on now. Come on.
When he said this was the best day ever. When he snatched the tapes out of my mouth. I'm going to talk about communion.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about communion.
Yeah.
Do you remember your day when he added you to the family?
Yeah.
You got added to the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
He said, "Guess what? I'm going to step out into my new identity. I can just see Deshaun and Andrew. Get back to school and say, 'My name is Deshaun so-and-so.'"
Yeah.
Give me his name. I'm Jones now. I used to be Johnson, but now I'm Jones.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. He was happy about his name. I'm sure he embraced his name.
Yeah.
I came by to say today, have you embraced your name?
Yeah.
Have you embraced a new identity?
Yeah.
Are you stepping out into your new identity?
Yeah.
Are you stepping out into your new identity? Have you checked your ID lately? Look at your ID. You got your blue eyes, you got your height, it's got your weight on. Check out your ID. But the weight may be off right by now. But I'm not saying talking about it. Because that's what would happen. Look at your ID, and you ought to have a new picture ID.
All right.
It identifies who you are. It tells the police. It tells the bank. It tells the grocery store. If you have to pull it out, it tells them who you are.
Right.
Family adoption. If you have been adopted into the family of God, what everybody else says doesn't matter. It only matters what God says about you.
Uh-huh.
And you got your papers. You got your papers saying, "I've been adopted. I used to be over here, but now I've got a new family." Listen to this right here. Now, because, as I was just saying, from Colossians 1. Look at that real quick. Now, because I just said, mom's in that playing bridge, and they can walk around through the house. He got the authority to carry the name. Deshaun got the authority to carry the name. Colossians 1, 12 through 14. "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us they transferred us, but you've been transferred to the kingdom of God, of the Son of His love. Okay? You were delivered from the power of darkness, and you were transferred to the kingdom of His Son of His love. Who's back there? I'm asking young people here today. I will show that real quickly. Family authority. Here it is. You said you got rebate. You had an inheritance. You have deliverance. You've been transferred. You've been qualified to share an inheritance of the saints. Y'all see that? Now my interest has shifted. What that means is now that I have inheritance, I've had deliverance, I used to be a child of darkness. I am now a child of light.
Yes.
I used to be a child that was lost. Now I'm a child that is found. Now, because I have inheritance and deliverance, he says now my interest has shifted. Okay. The thing that used to whet my appetite, it don't do it for me no more. My interest has shifted. So, I told Carlos this the other day. I said, so, every time, Max, you walk into Marriott, you walk into Northland, the kingdom of God walks in. Y'all didn't get you. Okay. Now I have family adoption. Now I have family authority. When I walk in the hospital and they say, can you pray for my child? Guess what? I have family authority. Because I have inheritance. I have been delivered. I have what? Been transferred to the kingdom of God. So when I walk in, even if it's disruption in the family, what I can walk in and declare what? It's peace.
Yeah.
I know y'all acting like y'all losing your mind up in here. He said, but when I walk in, when Andy comes in the house, come on, Michael. When Andy comes in the house, everything got to be correct because the kingdom of God just walked in.
All right.
I can't teach. Yes. Yes, you have inheritance. You have been delivered. You have been transferred to the kingdom of God. Now you can teach a Bible study.
Yes.
Because you have been given what? The authority.
Yes.
Your interest has shifted. I'll go back over here. Your interest has shifted. Your interest has shifted. I am a representation of who he is when I walk into the job every day.
Yeah.
Okay. When I walk into the school every day, guess what? On the behalf of my father, on the behalf of the king, I can come in because I'm an ambassador for Christ. I can come in, guess what, and do a work for him.
Yeah.
I'll say it to you this way. So I get off in the school sometimes. And there's about, I don't know how many kids, how many they have, 6, 8 kids that pass my car every day. Sometimes I get stuck in the line. They pass my car, Maxine. But that's what I started doing. Since I'm a kingdom child. Come on. Since I'm a kingdom child, it don't have to be my child, but it's somebody else's child. So I pray over every child. Come on, help me, somebody. I pray over every child that walk by my car. Why? Because I'm a kingdom child, and I don't want the enemy to get them confused on who they are. So I want God to get them early in life and save them and set them free so they can be all that he created them to be. I saw it in the sex, I had to wait anymore. Then one day I got convicted. I said, why don't I, everybody I come in contact with, why don't they see the kingdom of God in me?
All right.
How about those who walk up and down the highway, wherever you are, Maya? Those that walk up and down the highway of the school, how about we pray over those lockers?
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is in it. God has deployed his people, his kingdom, everywhere. In the doctor's office, in HEB, in the beauty shop, in the barber shop. He has deployed his children. His kingdom of God is everywhere. We ought to be there, lighting up the place, shaking it upside down.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Lord.
I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
But guess what? They don't know I'm part of the kingdom.
You're right.
I'm a cashier, but they don't know I'm part of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Judith said it like this in Sunday school. Ain't no time for no secret agents.
Come on, kid.
Ain't nobody got time for no secret agents.
Yeah.
I'm saying people, children dying.
Yeah.
I'm saying people taking their lives.
Yeah.
I'm saying people smoking their head off.
Yeah.
And we can look at it, it ought to move us like Jesus. Because he said every time he saw brokenness, he was moved with compassion. Pastor said a few weeks ago talking about Ronnie talking about the barbershop. Free therapy. Ronnie said, but it ain't real free. Free therapy. Every time they walk in there, while I'm doing their head, I can pray over them. And most times they start talking about what's going on with them. Beauty shop, come on. Talking about 13. I started Numbers 13. Y'all don't remember Joshua, Caleb, all those fellows? Nope. You can't see yourself like that, see. They said, we can't go in there and get it. Cause we feel like we grasshoppers. No. I just told you, you've been adopted, you've been established, you've been loved, you have inheritance. But Numbers 13, they said, well, now we can't take the land because we see ourselves as grasshoppers.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not what other folk are saying to us in the Bible. It's all the time what we say to ourselves.
That's it.
Right. I can't do it. I can't make it. I'm talking about believers. I can't make it. I can't do it. I ain't gonna pass the test. I ain't gonna be able to go to college. I ain't gonna be able. We're sharing about the words of our own mouth. Guess what? I talk myself out of some stuff. God said I can do it. Come on, Joshua Caleb. God said we could have it, but oftentimes we have talked ourselves.
Yeah. Come on.
Say that, girl. Yeah.
And I'm saying you got family authority.
Yeah.
We've talked ourselves out of some things, which is a contradiction to my ID. Y'all know I like that David guy in 1 Samuel. Because David was he's a little feisty. Okay, they was all running shed. And David said, where is that uncircumcised Philistine? Y'all scared, give me a slingshot.
Yeah.
Y'all scared,
yeah.
Give me a slingshot.
Yeah.
I'm going to take his head off.
Yeah.
That's sometimes, today, we need prayer. That's sometimes, probably scared to bring people to the house, because we're going to be saying, we're going to take his head off. Because kingdom folk ought to be discerning folk.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some car deals you ought not walk into because you a kingdom child.
Yeah.
There's some relationships you ought not be with because you a kingdom child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bible says be not unequally yoked with those folk. Sometimes we have missed God's best because we settle for less.
All right.
We settle because we thought we didn't deserve it. You talk to the men of the Bible. We ask this every day, Max. Why do you say? The children are afraid. He's hurting you. And sometimes these are folk who are on the praise team in the church. Family authority. They lost their identity. I'm here today to say we've got to recover our identity. Look at this right here. Ambassador. I'm going to show this ambassador part. Look at 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. We're moving good. 2 Corinthians 5. We're trying to get the people, the real you, to rise up. Take your place. Stand in the authority that God has given you.
All right.
When you go to the doctor's office, it ain't always for you sometimes. You're at the doctor's office, sometimes the nurse needs a word from God. Come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the nurse needs a word from God. Come on. You want the doctor to get checked out and say, how you doing? Oh, I'm not doing so good. Guess what? It's kingdom time right there. It's ministry time right there. Look at that ambassador. 2 Corinthians. Let me go there. 2 Corinthians. What did I just say?
2 Corinthians 5.
Okay, read that for me, folks. 18 through 20. Second Corinthians 5, 18 through 20.
Okay. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Okay. I'm going to put a word ambassador.
Can
I give you the right one?
Okay. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though Christ did receive you by us.
So we get to speak for him. As ambassadors for Christ, you know what an ambassador is. An ambassador is a diplomat. An ambassador is, you act on the behalf of the nation that you represent. You act on the behalf of the kingdom that you represent.
Yeah.
So, guess what? We have the authority to speak to have the right, you have a respected responsibility, say those words, respected responsibility to represent the nation and the kingdom, even if nobody else goes at your job.
All right.
In your home. Yeah. On your street. Yeah. It's a kingdom responsibility. Michelle, okay, let's take the first step first. Let me look at that. I want to show this to you real quick. Ambassador Surprise, I looked it up. It's a respected official who acts what? As a representation of a nation.
Yeah.
When you walk out the door in the morning, you won't represent just you.
You're right.
You know how your mom and dad said, now when you walk out of here, Julie, your name is what? Fables. What's your name, Julie? Right? Uh-huh. The Fables Clan. When you walk out of here, don't act like, because you represent what? Your mama and your dad. Morgan, when you walk out of here, that's when you was 13, Morgan. When you walk out of here, she said still today. Okay, when you walk out of here, she said, know that you represent what? This country, this nation, this house.
Yeah.
That's what an ambassador is. It's an official position that's given to you by someone else in authority.
All right.
Are you ready? Okay. You get to speak on the behalf of that person. Okay. Okay. Against the kingdom. So if God is against the kingdom of darkness, then we are against the kingdom of darkness.
Right.
Okay. If God says it's not okay, then we say it's not okay. Okay.
Say it.
There is a season which we're living in right now, which the world is redefining everything.
Yeah.
Okay. The world is redefining everything. I don't know why, because it's already been defined.
Yeah.
We're living in that season where we have to stand in the middle and pick and choose. Am I going to be a kingdom of God child, or am I going to be a kingdom of darkness child? And I'm saying it's time to draw a line in the sand and get on one side or the other.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. As a child of the Most High God, sometimes silence is not golden. Redefining everything, Max. What used to be right is wrong. What used to be wrong is right. They asking you. The other day I was in a class. They said, put this behind your name. Are you a she, or her, or him? I said, what? Put that behind your name. Or you can even be an itch. Put that behind your name. I said, no. I don't have no problem with telling you who I am, because I can look at my body parts.
Right.
In kindergarten. We told the children.
Right.
And now they're saying this redefined. And as ambassadors for Christ, we've got to say what? We got to herald out loud and say what is true.
All right.
Pastor got a call the other day. And we know somebody who's having some difficulty. The children are having an identity crisis. Going through some struggles. We get that. We understand that. And we said this. Love them through that. But there is a boundary that says, as this is a kingdom house, you just can't bring it. This is a kingdom house. We got some parents who say, I'd rather him drink here, I'd rather him smoke here than somewhere else. That is fine, but in this house, this is a kingdom house. You can drink and you can smoke. I'm telling you, it's not my preference. I wish you wouldn't. We are praying for you. But in this house, this is a kingdom.
Yeah. All right. Come on.
I'm speaking on behalf of the king.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking on behalf of who's in my authority.
Yeah.
Ambassadors were approved by God and we're entrusted by God to give the right message.
That's right.
Woo! We're entrusted by God to give the right message and to model what is right. I'm saying to you, we got to teach our children before they leave home, Dad, because when they get there, they going to be challenged, Carlos.
Oh, yeah.
They going to be challenged. And at the end of the day, only mama and daddy can only go so far, because why? That child has to decide, I'm an ambassador for the kingdom.
All right.
Either I know who I am or I don't. I'm going to let them speak into my life or I'm not. God. They got to tell their friends, whatever you want to call me, that's cool. That's your opinion. me I was pretty every day. Because she knew the reality of it was when a dark-skinned black woman walked out, believe it or not, they got all kind of things that happened to them.
Yeah.
All kind of name calling out. She said, my mama told me my whole life. My whole life. She said, you're pretty. Your skin is beautiful and black. She said, every day of my life, my mother spoke that to me. And when somebody came up to my face and said the opposite, you know what she said? She said, you need mental health. Because I know who I am. My mom told my whole life that my black skin was real. Stand on what you've already been told. We got to get out of here. So as an ambassador, this ambassador, I'm trying to let this person go. This ambassador does a couple things. You have to have the knowledge necessary for the task. When God gives you this assignment as an ambassador, as a child of the king, when you clock in, you got to know the job.
Yeah.
Know the task that you've been given. When you walk out the door, know the task, know the message, okay? And guess what? And know that you're going to run into obstacles.
All right.
Okay, let me say that again. As an ambassador, you already got to know, I'm a child of light. I'm going to face a child of darkness.
Yeah.
So I got to know what's necessary for the task. I got to know the message of God, because the ambassador don't speak on their own. They speak on behalf of the king, of the nation, of the country.
Yeah.
So know the message, right? And then know how to respond, because in my mission, in my going, what's the song, Maxine? While I'm on my mission, Lord, will you guide me? In my going, in my mission, I'm going to face obstacles. But it's okay, because guess what? Pastor said last week, I got his backing.
Yeah.
If God's got your backing,
yeah, yeah.
That means he is for you.
Amen.
All right? Then you got to have wisdom, ambassadors. Have wisdom. Don't make it hard for people. Make the message clear.
Yeah.
Why we tell people all these things that's so deep and spiritual and they can't understand? Make the message clear so it can be persuasive. You got to be artful. We had first generation. We learned how to be artful and how to be creative and how to have wisdom to know how to draw people in. What will work for one person may not work for the other one.
All right.
Okay? And then we got to come in being tactful with how we talk. Because we can't act like we don't know Budweiser. Okay. Oh, I think you know what I mean. Okay. We can't act like we don't know what it means to cheat on our taxes. We can't act like we don't know what darkness looks like, feels like, smells like. We know that. People that know something about darkness, just raise your hand. I know your mom's not here, she's not listening, your dad's not here. If you know something about darkness, guess what? You got a testimony.
Yeah.
Maybe you ain't been here from cancer, maybe you ain't been here from leukemia, but you have been once in darkness, and now you are in light. If your adoption papers have been transferred from Satan to the Father, then you got a testimony.
Yeah.
How about you just tell that?
Yeah.
How about you just tell that?
Free.
You got family adoption. You got family authority.
Yeah.
Don't be scared when you walk out. When they ask you to pray, don't be scared. When they ask you to sing, call us, don't be scared. I'm available. I got my tapes.
Yeah.
Because I represent the kingdom. I'm always ready.
Yeah.
Don't miss opportunities. I said a long time ago, Julie, stop passing church on the way to church.
Amen.
You got to know the material. You got to have wisdom. And guess what? The ambassador, what he says is only as impactful as how he lives. You got to embrace the character, the virtues of the nation that you are representing. Okay, let's say it a different way. I can't talk out of two sides of my mouth.
All right.
I take Gail Gad one thing and I live another.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Y'all don't want to tell the truth in this church today.
You're on it.
I got to make the message attractive, baby.
Yeah.
People will watch you, Jill. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, she says she got the inheritance. Mm-hmm. She been transferred. Mm-hmm. She got some new papers. Mm-hmm. Let me see her ID.
Right.
Y'all miss it. Because her ID is how she walk it out.
Yeah.
That's why I say I'm not a nigger, not a farmer, not none of those things. But I am a child. I'm a representation of the Most High God.
Yeah.
And when I walk into a place, he walks in with me.
Yeah.
Who am I really? It's the question.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta get out of here. Hold on. Yeah. And the thing about this identity thing, is that the more you know, the more we embrace, the more we study the God's word, the more we know about who we are, the more God can use us.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Does that make sense? The more he can use us, the more we know about this thing. Y'all remember this guy? Luke 15, I'm done. Luke 15, this guy, he's a prophet. Y'all remember him? And he left the father's house, left protection, left safety, goes out into the pig pen. Okay, lost his ID. Okay, he was in the father's house. Had everything anybody could want.
Lost his ID.
Can't find his picture ID.
Yeah.
He goes out, has all kind of lifestyle, gets into the pig pen and says something. The Bible has a whole lot of good reading. You got to read the Bible. But I love four words that the Bible says about this man. Ain't no four words, Rodney. He came to himself. My God. Guess what? If you start praying for your nephew like that, say, Lord, just let him come.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know how to pray a whole lot of prayer, but God, tell my daughter, help her come to herself.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pray long prayers. I don't pray like Pastor Williams, but guess what? Lord, all I got is what the Bible said. I'm praying for my sister. I'm praying for my cousin. Lord, help her come to himself. Bring the prodigal home. But the benefit about it is what we just said about being adopted, right? Even though he was outside the house, he was still a son. That sometimes we miss it and we trip and we do foolishness. So even sometimes when we are outside the house, thank God we're still a son. We're still a daughter of the Most High God. He never cut us off. So I'm saying, as uncomfortable as he became, he was uncomfortable in the pig pen. Because guess what? He wasn't made for the pig pen. That's why the Holy Spirit makes it uncomfortable for us. Because guess what? We don't need to smell like pig.
All right. Amen.
When you have got to the slop of life, you've got to the lowest level. You've got to the lowest level. Has anybody ever been there? Guess what? I'm saying to you that his identification was stolen. He was experiencing an identity crisis. Because what he thought was great out there, he gets out there only to discover that he got used and abused.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I got it better back home. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wipe my ID off. I'm going to wipe it off. And matter of fact, to say son, but I don't even want to be a son. Yeah. I'll just be a son. So he took back his little ID that was dirty and smelly. Y'all missed it. He took back the little ID. He probably had slop on it all on it. Took back his ID and said, Daddy, you can take this ID back because I haven't been acting like your son at all. He got my ID back. He said, child, keep that. Keep that ID. Get me a ring. Get me a robe. Get me some shoes. Get me some sandals. We're going to have ourselves a party about the son that was dead and now. We're going to have ourselves a party. I'm saying to us today, guess what? We got a ring. We got some shoes. We got some sandals.
Yeah.
We got a robe.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a banquet. And he's going to be the honored guest.
Yeah.
Even the time when you've been outside the house. He's going to kill the fattest cat. Matter of fact, he killed the fattest cat.
Yeah.
He said, come on to the house. Okay, we gotta go. Ephesians 5:1. Ephesians 5:1 said, be ye imitators. Where's that? Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. If I can't answer the question, who am I really? Ephesians keeps telling me that I'm his dear child.
Yeah.
I'm his dear child. I don't care how your mother treats you, how your daddy treats you, what they call you, what bruises you had, what past labels you carry. He said, you're my dear children.
Yeah.
And I loved you way before now. Look at that. Family adoption, family authority, and I just talked about family acts. There's an attitude. There's a way we act. There's a way we carry ourselves. You shouldn't be able to pass by my house and not tell I'm a child of the king. I be. Everywhere I go, you ought to be able to understand and identify, oh yeah, she's been adopted, yeah, yeah, she's walking in God's authority, and she acts like the family.
All right. Yeah.
You ought to be able to tell that. She goes, she's my beloved child. She imitates me. Again, she copies me. She imitates me. She follows my example. She models her life after me. Do we live to, is that something we're working toward? Do we live to work on that every day? That I want to love like him, I want to give like him, I want to forgive like him, I want to be kind like him. Are we working toward that? He said, because when you've been adopted, when you're walking in his authority, guess what? You act and look like me. Mimic. That's the Greek word. So, I think it's mimetia is a Greek word. The root word means mimic. You mimic me. You emulate my pattern.
Uh-huh.
It kind of reminds you of a mentor and a student. You spend time with your mentor, they're discipling you. Guess what? They're teaching you, and you trust what they say.
Yeah.
And you
right.
embrace what they say, Morgan. You embrace what they say, and you say, if she's walked that walk before, surely he or she got more experience than me. So how about I mimic what they're doing? My former pastor used to always say it like this. He said, when folk getting blessed around you, you may want to ask them what they're doing. They just might be doing what God wants them to do. He said, folk at church one time was getting cars and houses. It was like all at one time. He said, I want to give some guys for church because I want to find out what y'all doing. So God opened up windows. He's pouring out blessings.
Yeah.
That we don't have room. Give that person and say, girl, what you showing?
Yeah.
You're doing something. And it mentions that they're mimicking the Father. Amen. Imitate the Father. Imitate his ways. Last one, I'm done. We're going to be out of here today. Who am I really? I'm not a choir man. Not a preacher. I'm flesh now. I can walk in there because God called me to do that. Okay, callings and assignments are different. But in my quiet time, who am I? Do I recognize and realize that he's called me out of darkness into the marvelous light? As many as received him, John 1:12-13, you read it later. And as many as received him, to them he gave the right. He gave the right. Somebody say right. He gave the right to become children of God. Did you hear me? To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but God. As many as received him, guess what? You got a right to become the children of God. When they, at the old school church, they would have you come down and give you the right hand of what? A fellowship. That's what God did. Gave you the right hand of fellowship.
Yeah.
Gave you the right to become the children of God.
Thank you.
I want to share this with you. The enemy also has been watching. So there are some people, I believe, that he came after early in life because he knew they were going to be a danger and a threat to his kingdom. There were some folk who were molested early. So they could struggle with their identity. Because if they ever got their mind right, if they ever got healed, if they ever got delivered, they were going to be a danger. So I got to keep my eyes on this. See, I'm preaching. I keep my eyes on them because when folk come in his shop, he don't walk in authority. Folk been getting delivered. Folk been asking people to pray. So I gotta make sure. Some people I know have experienced molestation, have experienced being shot, have experienced all kinds of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying I've seen those children today. They are awesome in the kingdom of God.
All right. Yeah.
They are awesome in the kingdom of God. I'm not bragging, but I'll share one. I went to the women's conference, and I was going to share. Speak on behalf of God. Speak on behalf of the king. Be an ambassador of Christ. And I spoke at the women's conference, and our women have come up to me at the end of the conference and said, my clothes are cracked in the car. I'm giving my husband today. I've got a gun in the car. I was on. The child that went through the most in life, y'all don't hear me talking to you. Y'all don't hear me today. He came after me early. And that's the mother's in me. He came after you early to understand your identity? Because if you ever found out who you were, you were going to be a threat to
you.
I'm going to try to get her to kill herself, because if she ever find out, if she ever discovers who she really is, if he ever really find out who he really is, he gonna start a ministry that's gonna turn the world upside down.
Yes.
So I gotta stop him early. Reminds me of Daniel 3. And I'm done. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Y'all know they were young. The king said, don't kill them. Y'all don't wanna bow? We gotta bow. Don't bow. We got something for you. We gonna turn it up high. Don't bow. You don't want to bow? Don't bow. You go over here. Yeah, don't bow. Y'all want to be together? First of all, you know they had changed their name. You can change my name, but I'll still know who I am.
Yeah.
All
right.
You can change my clothes, but they still know who they were.
Yeah.
You can change their clothes, change their names, and they still know who they were. And they said, oh, King, we know you're turning it up.
Yeah.
We know you're turning it up. How was it? Hot. You know you're turning it up, and we already just saw the ones that opened up the flame. Oh Lord, it burned them up. So they couldn't say, you know what? We changed our mind. What we gonna do is we gonna bow. They said, no. We changed our name, we changed our clothes, we changed our diet, what we can eat and what we can't eat. But guess what? We're not gonna bow because we remember who we are.
Yeah.
All
right. All right.
We remember who we are. So go ahead and turn it up. Turn it on up. Go ahead and turn it up. They said, I have evidence in my life as to who God is to us. So go ahead and turn it up. We're not going to bow. We are not careful to answer you, O King. When you go to college, children, don't forget who you
are.
When you go to work tomorrow, don't forget who you
are. Yeah.
When you're at the laundromat, don't forget. When you're at HEB, don't forget. Get that hair done, don't forget.
Amen.
When I walk in, when you walk in, the kingdom of God walks in. That's why it was so important. When you were wondering, why did I go through all of this? That's why it was important. Why did I go through all of this? She was three. Who am I? You somebody. You're the answer to somebody's prayer. Somebody's praying for their daughter. And their daughter happened to work with you. Y'all missed it. Somebody's praying for their granddaughter and they happen to be in class with you.
Alright.
Somebody's praying for their husband and y'all happen to be at the dealership at the same time sitting there waiting on the oil change. Come on. The kingdom of God has been deployed to be about the king's business. When I walk into the bar, to the doctor's office today, who is my assignment? Because I ain't just here to get my heart checked, my blood pressure. I'm on assignment. Who God want me to talk to if I'm here? Who God want me to pray for? Who God want me to speak to? You got to go over and get all out of their hands and get like, I'm not talking about. You can sit in your chair quietly. You say, you know what? She didn't meet everybody. She probably having a bad day. She could be having a bad experience at home. Let me just pray for her. Anthony and Deshaun let us know the power of being a doctor. The beauty of being a doctor. And I hope you've been encouraged today. Now pull out your ID. Everybody got a card and I'm done. Pull out your ID. That's small enough to fit in your wallet. When you're having that kind of day, when something's trying to take your identity, when something is trying to take your strength, I want you to pull that out. What does yours say, sir? What does yours say?
I can do all things in Christ.
Say that loud, sir, with conviction. Come on. Say it loud.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Tuesday, he might need that.
Amen.
choice, they call us.
I can do all things through
Christ. Oh,
I can.
Who does what? Who strengthens?
Strengthens me.
What's yours, say, Morgan? We're closing.
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
Say it loud, Morgan.
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
Morgan said her, said she is fearfully and wonderfully made. Who are you, Morgan? What does I need to say? What's yours, say, Frank?
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wow. Fran says, if I forget, if somebody said I'm not attractive, if somebody said I'm not doing something right, if they get on their work about something, Fran say, and I'm feeling kind of down about myself, I'm going to pull out my ID. And I'm going to say, what y'all saying is wrong, what this is saying is right. Because this aligns with the word of God that says I am fearfully and what, Fran? Come on, talk to me. What does yours say, Ernest?
It said, trust in the Lord.
Oh, Ernest, wait a minute. Wednesday afternoon, I promise you, you're going to need that.
Yeah.
Something going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, where's my ID? I'm going to say, pull it out, Ernest. Don't even call me. I already gave it to you. I can't find it, Sister Williams. Go ahead. What does it say?
Lean not on your own understanding.
Don't lean to your own understanding. You got a decision to make, and he's going to be between a rock and a hard place. And he's going to have to do it. What does yours say, Bernice? Bernice, hold on, Bernice, I'm done. Bernice, I promise you, you're gonna need that. Bernice said, Eric says he will what? He will cover you.
All right.
You got somebody on your side. You are not alone. You say, I look like I'm alone, but I'm really not alone. Because he will cover me. What you got, Julie?
I got trust in the Lord with all your heart.
I promise you, Julie gonna need that. I promise she's gonna need that. What you got, Aunt Deb?
I can do all things.
Come on, Aunt Deb.
Yeah.
Say it like you know it. Go ahead, say it.
I can do all things.
Come on, Deb.
Because
guess what? The culture, life, has a way of throwing the sink at you.
Yeah.
After you leave church, we leave on a high. We leave excited every Sunday. Next week playing on the way out. We still be singing in the parking lot. But guess what? Wednesday's coming. Tuesday morning is coming. Come on. Friday is coming. I'm not going to be there, Robert, but you got to put it out. What do it say? He will cover me. If you a truck driver, you need, y'all better be right here. If you a truck driver, you need to know everybody on the road is not in their right mind. And I need somebody to cover me. What you gonna say,
Dad?
Yeah, I don't care what he said. Whatever God says is the truest thing about me.
Yeah.
And he said, Dad said, I'm fearfully what? And wonderfully made. So if somebody said something different, tell them to call your mama.
Yeah.
What did you say, Willie Robert? We're closing. Come on. Trust the Lord. What with your heart? With all of your heart. Half of your heart? A third of your heart? All of your heart. And do what with it, Lord?
Yeah.
Lean out to your understanding. Who are you really? Who are you really? Hope we answer the question today. Who are you really? When nobody's there, when the phone's off, when the phone, when TV's off, you're by yourself, who are you really? Don't forget. You get some distractions. The culture, the world, they're opposite of us. They're opposite of us. They're going to try to steal your identity. Showed us today. He said, I love you more than anything. I love you so much until it's reckless. It was reckless for me. I went to the cross. That's how much I wanted you. I wanted a real relationship with you. So I went to the cross so you can be reconciled to me. We were on opposite teams. Come on. We were on opposite teams. We was on opposite sides.
Drama Day, man. It's been a great time of worship.
Yeah.
Podcast, website, in person. It's been a great time of worship. We've been blessed by the word of God. We're reminded of our identity and the importance of our identity. We're walking with you. Walking your identity. Amen. Walking your identity. We're about ready to go. So where we are, stand.
Thank you. thinking when I, back when I was at school, when they had that shooting there, I was thinking, I ain't